Well, I am so privileged and excited to be able to share this time with you all. One of the, you know, really privileges of this business is the people that come into our lives and that we're connected to, and then the lives we can impact in turn with our own example and story. So this morning, this is Dr. Ben Lowe in Michigan. I'm privileged to have walked quite a journey here with Nu Skin. It's totally transformed mine and my family's life from working full-time as a physician in realizing how not in control of my time I was, to as my wife and I started a young family and started asking ourselves, how do I create a source of income that isn't dependent on what happens with reimbursements, with insurance, with my employment, with what happens with what I do from day to day? Is there a way to create something independent and still do something that really makes a difference in people's lives, which is why I was a doctor in the first place? And I'm so blessed that someone that knew me introduced me to this business partnership. It's totally transformed my family's life. We now have 7 kids, ages 16 down to 10 months, and I've actually been able to be home with my youngest 4 kids, and that's the experience that we've had as they since they've been born and started growing up. And now running an international business from the comfort of our home outside the Chicago area, encompassing many of you across the country and in other countries as well, including many that we've never been to. So it's greatly enriched our lives. It's allowed me to build an income that's gone well beyond anything I ever made as a doctor and is now largely independent of what I do from day to day. And now with what you're about to hear today, the R&D that's in place to create solutions, cutting-edge solutions that work with our bodies to really be the best version of us that we can be, is greater than ever before. So the growth that's happening now and the ability to impact lives and the ability to create your freedom for you and your loved ones is greater than ever before. And we'll announce at the end of the call again some of the things coming with the LTO that's about to happen in a few weeks. But first, it's my privilege to introduce to you several people that have had significant experience and results with TR90, and just to share their experience and also any tips and insights they have, because I know everybody's different, a little different in how things affect them and in the habits they're seeking to change. I will mention that one thing I've noticed with TR90 is it's a great gift in that during those 90 days, because of the resetting that's going on in our brain and our body and with many of us, our cravings, our energy, our sleep, it gives us a wonderful window to change our behavioral patterns as well in terms of our eating habits, our exercise habits, and set in motion changes that can continue for the rest of our life. And that's what really excites me as a doctor. And so much more than just being a weight loss program per se, this is really a body transformation. And I would say a mind and body transformation, transforming our entire habits and our body composition to a much healthier composition where we can burn fat and preserve lean muscle mass, which is very key as we age. In fact, someone highlighted an article just this week out of UCLA that mentioned an association between lean muscle mass and decreased risk of mortality in the elderly from all causes of death. So just again, suggesting that there is a key component that preserving lean muscle is really key to our long-term health as we age. And so this is exciting because TR90 is the first and only program to address this in a balanced way and preserving lean muscle mass, and the first one ever based on the science of gene expression, really giving us a tune-up to reset our own signals to more balanced and healthy patterns. So with that said, the first couple that I'd like to call on, and you guys can decide who goes first, but a couple that did TR90 together and each has their experience and tips and insights to share, and that's Connie and Ronnie Beam. So Connie and Ronnie, welcome to the call.
Thank you. This is Connie, and I'm going to share first.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. So the reason that I took the TR90 challenge was because I had 20 pounds to lose. And as I have gotten older, it has become harder and harder for me to lose that weight, something that was not an issue for me in my earlier years. So I was pretty excited about the TR90 and what I had read about it, the idea of building and maintaining muscle, which, of course, you lose as well as you get older. So I was all in, and I knew that, you know, I needed this for my health's sake. We have 4 active children who have given us 11 active grandchildren, and I want to live long and strong. And so I was in and up to this. And my goal, you know, and expectation for this was exactly that. I knew I could do this because I had a belief in the product, and I was confident that if I followed the program that I could have success, whatever that was. So for me, every day was one of the things that helped keep me going and motivated was every day I would get up and I would weigh in just as a program tells you to do, even though it's not really just about the weight loss. It's about the transformation of the entire body, muscle that you gain, the fat that you lose, the inches, just the whole transformation. So every day I would weigh in, and for me I would also write down exactly what happened, or my husband and I actually used the app as well. And so each day we were motivated to get up, see where we were at, but not allow the fact that we may or may not have seen anything happen on that scale to discourage us either. My goal was to keep that end goal in mind. And at that, I was just motivated each day to know that things were happening even inside my body that I was going to be better off for. And so I was just always seeing that end result. And that's what my goal was. As far as any challenges or anything like that, probably a couple of the challenges were the fact that we started this beginning of November, so we went through Thanksgiving, we went through Christmas, we went through New Year's. So we had all the holidays as our challenge. And we actually chose to, on those days, have those meals and try to keep it moderate, but have those meals that included things we shouldn't necessarily be eating. But what we found was that we would gain a couple of pounds, but the very next day we got right back to our eating the way the program told us to, and within 2 to 3 days, that couple pounds that we gained would be gone, which was pretty exciting because it kind of told me what would happen in the future, which is really key, and it's about changing those eating habits, those portions. So that part was a little bit difficult or a challenge, but it was just for a day or two. And the exercising for me actually during that time was also a challenge because of the busyness. But the my total outcome out, you know, from all of that, from being focused and just really following the plan, I wound up at the 90 days losing 21 pounds and 18 and a half inches. I lost 3 sizes. But really importantly, I got my body fat down to 17%. My energy level always was high. I felt good because I was eating right and learning new ways to eat that just felt good. And as you mentioned, taking away the cravings of things that I used to want that were not necessarily good for me. Thank you.
Wow, Connie, that's a huge transformation in only 90 days to drop 3 sizes and that amount of 18 and a half inches and 70 and go to 17% body fat. And then it sounds like, as you mentioned, you've created patterns now that you can continue long term.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, Connie, and thanks for sharing your story with us. And for those of you listening, by the way, all of the people we're interviewing today, their stories are actually posted on the newskinusa.com website. If you just put TR90 in the search box and go to the TR90 page, you'll see success stories, and you can click on them and see their pictures and see some of the stats that they're sharing with you today, although we're getting into a little more depth here on the call. So, Connie, thanks for sharing that. And Ronnie, would you like to share your experience as well?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Dr. Ben. Thanks for having me and my wife on the call.
Absolutely.
For me, as far as the TI-90 challenge, I'm not much of a dieter type of person or anything like that, so I really wasn't necessarily interested in that end of it. But because of the fact it was a new product, I wanted to be familiar with the product. I had heard testimonies, you know, because some of the testimonies came out during the summer and whatever, but I really didn't know for myself if it worked, so I basically got involved so that I could find out how it worked for me and that I could have the confidence to go to somebody else after that and say, hey, this will work for you too. And so that's basically what got me going. I was a little unhappy with my weight, as well as I'm one of those guys that it seems like if I'm going to put in extra pounds, well, it's going to show in my belly. And so that's something I've always fought. And so I thought, well, if I could get my weight down, and so I thought, you know, as far as it go, well, if I get my weight down to where I was in high school, that would be a pretty awesome statement. And then I thought, and then get rid of this belly, make it flat, I'd have a great story to tell. So that was kind of my what set me off going. The biggest, right from the beginning, the biggest challenge I think I had was portion control, because once we started studying the book and understanding using the hand and everything else that they use there as far as the tool to determine how much of each food group you're going to eat, I found right off the bat that I'm eating a whole lot more than what this program calls for. But I found that to be quite interesting, because through the whole program, I was never hungry. And yet you're taking a guy that would eat a 16-ounce steak, and now he's eating 4 ounces. And so that was pretty amazing to me. But that was probably the first thing that I really had to look at was the portion control, and then also eating the right foods. We determined when we started this that we were going to follow the plan. Because if we deviated from it, then we wouldn't really know what it was really going to be able to offer our customers, people we brought into the business. So we were going to follow the book. And one of the things they have in the book is a section telling you what foods are best for you, what foods are good, and what foods to avoid. So in that program, we pretty much stayed as much as we could with the best. And we eliminated all the foods to avoid. And that was a real big plus for me. Connie, she ate pretty good anyhow as far as eating the correct stuff. I was a little more picky, but I've learned through this program to broaden my horizons as far as what I put in my system. And I know that's a great thing for the years to come. Let's see. Accountability was another big important thing. I think anybody that gets involved in this, you got to have accountability partners that are going to encourage you and hold you up, keep you focused. We were very fortunate as far as being a couple to where we were both on the same page, and so it was easy for us to encourage each other and talk each other on the phone and make sure that we're following the plan and just having a good time, having a fun time with it. But something you don't hear too much about, but was a big part of my accountability, was that TR90 app. Because you were able to lock in everything you were doing throughout the day, and then at the end of the day, you knew if you had basically failed or had done well as far as your program for that day. And I was always... I was challenged by what they call the fat burner zone thermometer. And when I first started out, I could never get that thing to 100%, and I couldn't figure out why the heck I couldn't. And so that kind of just caused me. I really started doing a lot of experimenting with my eating and stuff like that, and all of a sudden I'm now eating the four categories of foods with each meal. I was making sure I was eating the snacks, and all of a sudden I'm getting 100% burn. And so that really helped me stay accountable to the fact that I really wanted to get that 100% burn, because that meant that my metabolism was working 24 hours a day burning fats in my body. And I really used the I was on that app probably 3 times a day entering stuff and just checking things out. I just had a fun time with it, but it was a big part of helping me to be successful in the program, as well as you were able to keep track of your weights. And like Connie said, we didn't use the weight as a big thing, but we were fortunate in that we did lose inches as well as we lost pounds. Everybody, we found different results depending on their body chemistry. So for me, my number was 45. And the reason I picked that number is because actually I got my weight down to my high school weight, which was 45 years ago, and then not only did I get to that point, but I kept on losing to where I went 13 pounds below that my high school weight. And so with each pound, I kept on telling Connie, you know, you're waking up to a person you've never seen before. We're high school sweethearts, but she'd never seen me so small. So that was a pretty cool thing to be able to say. So I lost, I got the weight down. I lost, ended up losing 25 pounds in the 90 days. Lost my stomach, which you would see if you go and see the picture. My body fat percentage went down about 6%. Body muscle went up 3%. And then altogether, I lost 11 inches altogether in my middle. And so now we've been off the program for 6 weeks, and we're still using the basic format. We're using the protein boost as far as for our drink. And in the last 6 weeks, we've basically maintained. I think Connie's actually even lost a pound more since we went off. But so feel great, and just I love the program. And I know if anybody, if they will follow the plan and eat properly, they'll see a change, no doubt about it.
Excellent.
Thank you, Dr. Beck.
Yes, absolutely, Ronnie. Thank you so much to both of you for sharing your story. And as I was listening, so you mentioned that you use the fat burner zone thermometer on the app to kind of really pay attention that with what you were eating that you were staying in the fat burning zone.
Yes, sir.
Right? Okay, fantastic. So, and Ronnie's really showing someone who wanted to create his own story, so was really diligent about following the program. And one thing I want to just comment real briefly before we move to our next person is that, again, one of the things TR90 enables us to do is make the changes. You know, if we want to see transformation in our body, we need to change some habits, some patterns, because the current habits and patterns have put our body on a track, almost like a train track that has gotten us to where we are, and we need to change those patterns so we can get on a different track. And a lot of people might ask, well, why do I need to invest to get TR90 if I need to change my eating and exercise anyway? But if you're honest with yourself, ask yourself, how many people have tried to change their eating and their exercise before, and yet they're still yo-yoing in their weight, and each decade their weight and their metabolism and their fat percentage is still going up? Okay, and we know that's the tendency just from aging itself. It gets harder and harder for men and women to preserve lean muscle as they age. So what do we have with TR90? Something that works with our brain and body to reset those signals and also equip us to more effectively change those patterns and have those patterns continue and really put us on a different track. And that's what I love hearing from Ronnie and Connie's story. So thanks again for sharing. All right, we have another story now, and this is kind of an interesting one because, Natalia, I understand that you actually gained a little weight, and yet anyone who's seen your pictures can see the transformation that happened, and I understand you're very happy with the experience as well, so we'd love to hear your story.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to be on the call, and yes, I was incredibly surprised with my experience on the program. Leading up to the LTO, it never crossed my mind that I would participate in the program. But thanks to some gentle coaching from my upline, Scotty Kearns, I pretty much talked myself into participating so that I would be able to coach others through the program. And I have to admit that my expectations for the program for myself were really low because I was already at my ideal weight, and knowing that I ate really healthy and that I'm incredibly active, I had just accepted that's what my body was like. And so as for the goals that I set out, they were a bit more like wishes. I thought, okay, well, it would be nice if I had a bit less fat around my stomach, and if my arms were toned, and that was it. That was how I went into the program, and also knowing that the program focuses on lean muscle mass, I also joined a gym and decided I would do strength training twice a week in addition to the program. So, and also at the beginning, a group of us, we all went and got DEXA scans so that we could see precisely our body composition.
Oh, so you got a very precise scan. And can you mention also real briefly, just so people know, most people wouldn't think of you as being quote-unquote overweight, and you were quite a fitness person already, right?
Yes. I definitely have always thought of myself like that. Like I would describe myself as a fit person, having that lifestyle, but it was the technician when I got my results and I saw that I was 26% body fat, that, and I asked her what that even meant, and she said, well, you're skinny fat. And I kind of laughed about it, and I didn't understand what it meant. So I would say that with challenges, with the program, well, success is really built into the program. I found the initial investment helped me to take the program seriously, and that 90 days was long enough to really see a change, but it was short enough that when it got challenging, I could see the finish line. And it really wasn't until day 45. I mean, I did the program. However, I wasn't weighing myself. I didn't take pictures at day 15, day 30. I wasn't on the app because my belief was really low. So at day 45, I thought, I've got to take a picture. And I knew I felt stronger, but nothing else was changing. Like, my weight was pretty much still the same. And so once I took that picture, which is now my before and after picture on the website, and that was actually just at day 45, then I believed. And then I understood what skinny fat was. And that helped to motivate me through the Christmas holidays and a short trip to Europe to stay on track. As for other challenges, it was really like a lot of learning at the beginning about what foods even had protein or how much. But probably the greatest challenge I had that I was grateful I experienced personally was social pressure. I would feel really sensitive about kind of the energy around a table when I would order a chicken salad and water instead of the pizza and beer lunch special that other people were getting. And so I learned how to manage that. And also something else that I did to make it fun was on Facebook, I created a photo album. And just started posting pictures of foods I was eating, working it with friends, to show that all the different things I was doing. And so now I have to say that I'm thrilled at my outcome, and it greatly exceeded my expectations of what I thought was possible for myself. And I had no idea what a difference losing 4% body fat could make, not only for my physique, but my habits and my mindset. And the best part now is knowing what it means to really be fit in my body, and to know that now I can inspire and help others to do the same.
Beautiful. That is awesome. Thank you, Natalia, for sharing this and sharing your story and your pictures. So any of you, again, that haven't seen it or want to share with others, the pictures are on New Skin, on the New Skin site, on the TR90 page, under the success stories, and the picture really speaks. Natalia found what was changing for her, that meant for her. And I hope some of you guys are also taking notes, because as I'm listening, we're getting wonderful phrases that we can share with others. I mean, I heard from Connie about wanting to live long and strong, heard from Natalia about skinny fat, and then I love this, a program that the investment helped her to take it seriously and was long enough to make meaningful changes and yet short enough that she could see the finish line. So lots of special tips and different things. And then thank you all. We're about to hear from Dawn. Thank you for sharing the challenges and how you overcome them, or just the awareness of them, because I think it helps others realize, okay, real people did this and they had to make real choices to make changes. And those of you that made those choices and stuck with them, you saw results. So thank you for sharing. All right, next we're going to go to our final person who's sharing this morning. Real treat. Many of you have seen his story, an amazing transformation. I mean, those of us that met Don before he went through the program and then saw his pictures and have seen his since, it's just dramatic. And now we get to hear a little more of the behind the scenes, what his experience was. And so, Don, welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks, Ben. Glad to be on.
Absolutely.
Well, I actually started TR90 as part of the clinical trials that we did here before bringing the product to market. I was approached by my boss, Scott Schwart, president of the Americas region, and it's always an interesting conversation when your boss is asking you if you want to be on a weight management clinical trial. You know, how was I selected for this? No, but I'm very glad he talked to me. I had very strong reasons for wanting to be part of it. I wanted to be able to keep up with my daughter, and I also, you know, had stopped doing so many of the activities that I used to do and really love. My weight gain had happened over time. Fitness was once very much a priority, but as I think many people can relate to, I got very busy with life and got distracted, and over the years, my weight continued to increase on me. So before I started the program, I was thrilled to be a part of it. I know that New Skin always makes just exceptional products, but going into it, I thought it'd be a very difficult 90 days. I thought I'd be suffering through it. In fact, my wife was a little hesitant to let me try it because I tried other programs before, and I wasn't the most pleasant person to be around while I was on these weight management programs in the past. But I started, and I had goals to lose 15 pounds and kind of get started on my weight loss transformation. I saw great results through the 90 days. I actually lost 42 pounds over the 90-day period, which was great. But more impressive for me, I lost 25 inches off my body and 10% body fat. I went from 28% body fat down to 18% body fat.
Wow.
My biggest takeaway, though, from the experience is that while I was following the program, I never once felt like I was suffering through it at all. Whenever I tried typical diets, I found myself grumpy, starving, and really counting the days until it was done. But with the shakes, the supplements, the eating plan, I felt full. I felt satisfied. I actually had reminders on my phone so I'd remember to eat my snacks throughout the day. It was definitely the most sustainable program I've ever been a part of. Another attribute of this program is that it helps both body and mind. So in addition to feeling like my appetite was in control, it was really easy for me to stick to the eating plan. It didn't require me to force my friends and family to follow the same diet. I could see them eating unhealthy foods and still have the willpower to follow the plan. I'm often asked, you know, what difficulties I faced. For me, it was training my body and transitioning over to a healthier lifestyle. The supplements definitely helped with that, but old habits die hard. I think it was really important for me to understand my weaknesses, that, you know, if the TV was on, I'd often grab a bag of chips in the past or grab something unhealthy, and even if I wasn't hungry, just found myself eating unhealthy snacks. And so I think understanding where my challenges were beforehand helped me to avoid those situations and plan for them. I'd say a key for me on the program was kind of twofold, that you really are successful by planning for success, both with your meals throughout the week and planning and setting time aside for exercise, because life gets so busy, and if you're not planning ahead of time, the things get in the way. The gym or going for that run or that walk gets pushed aside for more urgent things, and you really need to plan ahead for those. My transformation with exercise was great. For time, I'll spare the details, but I went from not being able to run a mile to doing a half marathon just a couple months after completing the TR90 program. And so I couldn't be happier with the results. I really never want to go back to my old lifestyle. I'm just having a great time being more active and eating healthy.
Wow, that's fantastic. Don, thank you. And those pictures showing your old pants, holding them up, are dramatic. So Don reminds me, too, of just a reminder of the choices we make along the way, meaning changing those habits. So I remember sometimes if I went too long without eating and came home after, you know, doing something or playing basketball or something and having, you know, being pretty hungry, making that little choice to reach for my TR90 supplements before going for the food, or when I'm taking my shake, take my shake first before starting to eat so that it actually affects my appetite. And sometimes when I've eaten a little bit and it's, you know, feel like I still want to eat more, just pausing a moment, taking a few minutes to maybe drink some water or have my other Life Pack Nano and other things in it, but within 10 minutes, all of a sudden realizing that hunger is not there anymore. So just little reminders to question ourselves, am I doing this just because it's a habit, like Don said, with the TV and the chips, or do I really want that right now? And if it's something that I could make a different choice, now that I have the opportunity to make a different choice because of how TR90 is making me feel, let me make a different choice. embrace and, in a sense, accelerate the changes that I'm making. So thank you to all of you that shared. In the last moments here, I know we just have a couple of announcements with what's coming. And, Don, I understand the new program guide that Jason shared last week is on our Nu Skin site on the landing page under the marketing materials, and that's going to be included in a printed form in the kits that come out. But you guys can already download that and access it now because it has a lot of updates that can help people even further with the program. And then would you like to just mention the codes and just the timing of the LTO that's coming up?
Absolutely. So we're fast approaching the LTO date of April 23rd, but March is a key month. As you're aware, every executive receives 10 codes, which enables them to purchase and sell TR90 within their organization. If you're gold or above, you get 20 codes. Those are going to be sent out April 11th. But March is crucial. You need to break executive if you're not executive yet, or advance to gold if you'd like more codes by the end of March in order to make sure you fully are able to leverage the TR90 LTO.
Excellent. So lots can happen in this next week as people collect decisions and really position themselves to advance as far as they can to maximize the number of codes they can have in their organization. And then mark the date of April 23rd. Wednesday, April 23rd is the LTO itself online at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And as you heard Don mention, the codes will go out on the 11th. So you want to just make sure that you and your teams are all set to be online and have access and no distractions at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on Wednesday, April 23rd. Third, just before we have the big event happening in Dallas starting the very next day, the 24th through the 26th. So thank you again to all of you that joined us today. Your stories are really going to make a difference for others who are walking their journey and making changes, and we're just excited to partner with you all.